This is KRA News. I'm Rick Holter. We turn now to the Friday conversation, and a tasteful one at that. Aaron Franklin was kicking around in a rock band in Austin when he cooked his first brisket. 6 years ago, he traded his drums for a knife, and the result is a restaurant that's become a Texas landmark. Complete with lines that snake along 1, 2, even 3 hours. He's got a new cookbook called A Meat Smoking Manifesto and a new PBS show starting tomorrow. Aaron Franklin, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Which was bigger for you, winning the James Beard Award as Best Chef in the Southwest last month or having your counter guy give Barack Obama a fist bump during the 2012 campaign?
The fist bump. both really, really cool. You know, of course, the James Beard thing is huge. Mm-hmm. That is unheard of for
the
world of barbecue.
The first barbecue guy to ever get a James Beard.
Yeah, Louis Miller's got, I think, American Classic a number of years ago. But I think this is the first one for Best Chef. That's by far pretty much the most amazing thing that's happened in my little barbecue career.
What do you think is the biggest mistake people make with brisket?
I think probably undercooking it is the biggest mistake. I mean, that's what I did when I started. I just thought, hey, it's done in 10 hours or whatever. Turns out, maybe it takes a little longer than that. You know, the first time that I cooked a brisket and actually did a really good one, I had accidentally, what I thought, overcooked them. Like, oh, man, these things are, they've been on there forever. Opened it up, was like, oh, my God, it's tender. And, like, a total light bulb went off. And that's pretty much, I think that was the beginning of Franklin Barbecue. Just overcook everything.
So there is something that happens, what, 14, 16 hours in?
Well, it's not necessarily a time thing, but, you know, eventually once the internal temperatures get high enough, the collagen breaks down, the meat kind of starts to fall apart because it'll kind of tense up. That's kind of when the stall happens in a brisket. And then eventually everything just kind of relaxes, and that's when it's tender. That's normally about 200-ish degrees internal temperature.
So most briskets take how long to cook?
If you're doing one, I would calculate 12 hours and then rest time. Resting is huge. That's another mistake. People just pull it off the smoker, slice right into it. No. Let it hang out. Just let it be cool for a few minutes. It'll kind of reabsorb some juices and stuff. You know, when you see a piece of meat that gets cut and it's crazy juicy and all this liquid's just like gushing out of a beautiful piece of meat, it's probably because it didn't rest.
That's a bad thing. Do you worry at all about barbecue getting fetishized, you know, getting all artisan and locally sourced and twee?
I think if somebody wants to do that, that's cool. It's not for me necessarily. But, I mean, it would just be another evolution. I mean, eventually it might. Some people do some really cool stuff.
What's the weirdest barbecue you've ever eaten?
That's the great thing about barbecue is not much of it's weird. There's some pretty interesting varieties of mutton up in Western Kentucky.
Is that one of the things you're doing with the show? Are you exploring these other regional?
Well, there's a little bit of travel. Like, we do go to Kansas City for a competition. We go out to some kind of old school favorites in Central Texas. We hit up Taylor. We go to Lockhart. We go to the old standbys and stuff. Talk to some of the older people that have been doing it for a long time. It's kind of a little bit of a barbecue variety show. But our home base is always the restaurant. That's where we keep going back to.
Aaron Franklin, owner of Franklin Barbecue in Austin, co-author of the new book, A Meat Cooking Manifesto, and host of the new PBS TV show, Barbecue with Franklin. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.